Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, y'all.
Happy Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to this podcast on. Welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. And we are in day two of our mental health devotional. This devotional is called Reset Your Mind, Overhauling Toxic Thoughts. Mm-hmm. And you can find it in a link in the description. It's in the Bible app. And so we're starting day two. I'm going to read the verse and then Tori's going to pick up with the devotional.
Yeah.
The verse is Philippians 4:8, and it says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise."
Yes, and then the devotional is titled, "Test Your Thoughts." It says, "We have a lot of thoughts every day. In fact, many experts believe we think somewhere between 60,000 and 80,000 thoughts per day. That averages out to 2,500 to 3,300 per hour. Remarkable, isn't it? It would be great if our thoughts were all good, but many of them are negative and toxic. The good news is that we have a guide to help us test our thoughts. Philippians 4:8 is a great test as to whether we should think about something. This verse tells us to think about things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and worthy of praise. It says, consider each word listed below. True. One of the most important things to consider about our thoughts is, are they true? Too often our thoughts are just not true. We need to focus on what is authentic, real, and lines up with God's word. Noble. Because we are children of God, we're in the highest of ranks. Our thoughts should be royal and regal, not in an arrogant way, but in not allowing ourselves to think in an unkind or repulsive manner. The next is right. So many people want to be right, to be the one who is never wrong. But often, we don't allow that desire for being right to permeate our thoughts. Thinking right thoughts means allowing accuracy and appropriateness to guide us. Pure. To be pure in heart and thought is not as difficult as it seems. It's simply choosing to think on ethical, good, upright, and honest things. Lovely. This is a word that isn't used much, but it should be. To think lovely thoughts means to see the beautiful and stunning in life and allow our minds to think upon those things. Admirable. To be admirable is something most people want, but do we want admirable thoughts? Thoughts that are credible and distinguished and allow us to live in such a way that is commendable? Excellent. The best of the best is what excellent is. When our thoughts are excellent, they are superb, exceptional, and fabulous. Excellent thoughts lead us to live excellent lives. Worthy of praise. What thoughts are worthy of praise? Thoughts about God, His ways, His plan, and His creation, to name a few. It's safe to say that when our thoughts are on Him, that's a good thing. We can test our thoughts every day. As we do this, eventually we won't have to test many of our thoughts because we will already know if they meet up to the standards of Philippians 4:8. We will never be able to adjust every negative thought that approaches our awareness, but we can certainly try to free our minds from toxic thinking, one thought at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy this because it feels so practical. Mm-hmm. It feels like, okay, I'm having a thought. And I mean, if you're someone who's like me and struggles with thoughts and all that, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are thoughts that come into your head and you're just like, oh, wow, well, that's not a very healthy thought.
Yeah.
But what's cool is now we have something to test those thoughts against.
Yeah.
For example, if you have thoughts about feeling unlovable, well, when you compare that to the list, that's not true because mm-hmm. Christ loved you so much that He came down and died for you. And so we know that as we read the Bible, we can deem that thought untrue. Or if you have the thought of like gossiping or thinking ill of somebody, well, that's not noble. Mm-hmm. And so now you can recognize your thoughts for being things that we should not set our mind on, and we shouldn't think about these things and focus on these things.
Yeah.
And I just love the idea of being able to take those thoughts captive, test them to see if they're what God actually wants us to think about.
Yeah.
And if they're not, toss them out.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this a lot before, even when we were talking about insecurities and the lies we believe about ourselves. Our practical advice has always been write them down and test them against scripture. And I love this scripture in particular because I think it is, like Chad said, so practical. And so if you do this, I really do encourage you, write out that thought and then have these things on the other side of the notebook and go down the checklist and be like, okay, is this any of these things? And like Chad said, if it's not, you toss them and you replace them with what God says about you.
Yeah, I love it. It leaves no room for the toxic to like pollute other thoughts.
Yeah.
Because that's something I've noticed in my own life, that one negative or bad thought will lead to another, which leads spirals to another. And then you get mm-hmm. this negative self-talk spiral.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, you know, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Why am I talking this way about myself? Or mm-hmm. why am I thinking about that person? Like, what's going on? And so I think it's kind of nice if we almost have these guardrails, right? I don't know if you guys bowl or not, but in the States, we have these things called bumpers.
Which I always use.
Yeah, where if you're bowling, you can put these little rails along the side that keep your ball from going into the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to keep our mind from going into the gutter.
That's good.
And that's not just like a dirty joke prevention thing either.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, yeah. Before Tori prays out, I just want to say this one last thing. I love that the scripture says, fix your thoughts. And I just want to encourage you all that this is an activity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not something that happens naturally.
Yeah.
We have to practice this. So as you do work through this over this week, can like just keep reminding yourself that, oh, wow, I have to fix this. It's just like whenever you fix your hair, you fix yourself something to eat.
Yeah.
It requires your own activity and participation.
Right. Yep. Love that.
You ready to pray on out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that you have given us scripture that we can test our thoughts against. Lord, will you help us today take our thoughts captive and make them obedient to you, Lord? We know how powerful our thoughts are, Lord, and we want to think of things that are noble and true and glorify you, Lord. Help us with this. God, you are good and you renew our minds. Lord, please do that for us today. So Lord, right now we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue praying and pressing into you. And Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate. So abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure. Amen, God. Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.